Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. I don't know why this wants to come back on, but welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to our first in 2020 live broadcast on STAO Radio Show. I am your host, Atara Estes, and for the next few minutes, we are going to hit on some updates on what is going on. I've been off the grid, not like I have not been actively in the community, but I've been off the grid of sharing what is going on with STAO Radio. STAO Radio, for those who don't know what that stands for, that is Sound the Alarm Outreach. It was created for awareness platform for domestic violence victims and survivors to allow us to have safe space to share our stories, to be able to have resources, to be able to have educational tools or coping skills as such, to be able to live again. That's what the STAO Radio Show was really created for, to show people how to live again. And without any other things that could have gone in place, it has taken me to a whole nother level, and I appreciate the love, the support, the concerns of those individuals who have still been following me on my social media platforms, and to give them what is necessary in the right now of what is going on as much as I can. Anything that you're needing is on my Sound the Alarm Outreach Facebook page, even my business page, or is on my group page, which is a private page if you're not on it. And then you can reach me on my author, Atara Estes, business page as well. Just want to share that I do have a website. I am revamping the website, so some information that I will be sharing today is not on there. But needless to say, I will be actively filling those empty spaces in of what to expect to be on the main web page, which is ataraestes.com. There's a lot, like I said, that is going on with myself, and I'm very excited to be able to share a new program, a new project that I've been at liberty to have access to, which is called Show Me Hope. Excuse me for a second. I'm going to clear my throat. I can tell you this. I had taken on an 8 o'clock airing, and it did not turn out right. I did not know what I was doing. That's how it shows you I've been off the air too long. And now I'm trying to get my stance together and to really, really, really be back into the full throttle of what we're talking about. Let me say this. If you are listening in, you are welcome to be a guest and to ask your questions, any concerns on the air right now at 516-387-1866. Excuse me, I find it kind of difficult to multitask because I feel like I'm doing everything from ground zero. But needless to say, I'm going to move forward into letting you know what today's topic is. If you have read the caption, the description, then you know today's episode on Show Me Hope is to let you know about our free counseling, free crisis counseling program, which is in response to the Missouri federally declared disasters. The CCP, which is Crisis Counselor Program, in short, provides outreach and education to assist the community and individuals with disaster recovery. It is sponsored by FEMA and SAMHSA. I do continue to say follow this page. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on YouTube. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I plan to do a lot of pop-up live streams, but I will have some pre-recorded literature and coping skills and tips on show me how to do this and guess what? We are about to really be in the face of you as an individual and the community at large. We are going to be sharing information on stress management, coping skills, services, and resources. They are all available to help you along your journey. We are into building resilience together. So I need you to share. Every time I come on the air, I'm going to be saying share, get somebody on the air, get them to be a part of this broadcast. Because I know that there is someone who's going to need something somewhere. And I don't need it to be just for me. Only because any information that I have been blessed to have, I want to be able to share it with you. And I want you to be able to be confident to share it with others. So if you are listening in, share this. Let people know to get on the broadcast. Atara Estes is online. She's been off for a while, but she has something to share. She got something to talk about. And guess what? I'm going to tell it. So I've been recording, pre-recording, so I'm just getting a little snippet to let you know. I'm back. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Good news, and good news. Missouri has launched a Show Me Hope. What does that mean? Show me hope. We're going to address the ongoing stress and anxiety caused by COVID-19. Who can relate about anxiety and stress? I am definitely going to tell you this has been the hardest run of not really knowing how do we get through this. Because every time you look at the news, every time you look on your social media platform, there is something else that's applying more stress and anxiety into your eye gates and your ear gates. But me being a youth and community consultant, I have the pleasure of being a part of not only Show Me Hope program as a crisis counselor, but a community consultant, youth and community consultant with Alive and Well Communities. It is a part of a regional team to help support our region along with other St. Louis metro agencies. And together we offer confidential crisis counseling services for your constituents in St. Louis City and County. Will you help us get the word out about Show Me Hope? Okay, what is Show Me Hope? And I'm going to do this in the way of what is Show Me Hope to give you some buckets and things to take your time to follow with. It's a statewide crisis counseling program to address the emotional needs of every Missourian dealing with the impact of COVID-19. All services, once again, I said, are free, confidential, virtual, and follow best practices of pandemic and disaster response. The local CCP staff, which is myself and the others who are on board, delivers information and education on stress management and coping techniques, problem-solving skills, and connections to community services and resources. We are here building resilience now and for the future. That sound like you need some of that? Well, continue to listen. Access these resources now. It is in the description box, that Show Me Hope Disaster Distress Helpline. You can talk to a counselor at any time. 24/7. I'm not 24/7, but the crisis counselor's helpline is available 24/7. Everyone, this is the clarity, even though it's for Missouri and St. Louis City and St. Louis County, I will not turn away anyone from counseling. Everyone is eligible to call. The phone number is 1-800-985-5990. You can also text at Talk With Us to 66746. Once again, the number is 1-800-985-5990, and the text is Talk With Us to 66746. You can also visit the website of MissouriShowMeHope.org. It has all of the necessary coping and stress management resources, self-care tools, links. And guess what? If you don't go on there, I will be sharing what is on that website through each and every time that I come on the air. It'll be a little bit of that, and it'll be a little bit of what we can do. Now, the other thing is the Department of Mental Health Cares, Show Me Hope, has a WebEx webinar every Tuesday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. It gives self-care seminars. They are free, but you have to register. I will advise that you go on the Missouri Show Me Hope Facebook page and to register onto that link. That's how you can connect and get the access to the webinar, the free self-care webinar. Now, our request, we need your help in marketing to help be available. Will you connect us to your services providers, clients, family members who would benefit from Show Me Hope? All Missourians are eligible, but like I said, everyone is eligible to help reach and help as many people as possible. We ask that of you, and I'm sure that someone is going to appreciate that you have this type of resource and information to give them access to. One, if you're promoting the Show Me Hope Disasters Helpline, give them the MissouriShowMeHope.org website. I do plan to add this. Like I said before, it is not on my website officially. I am creating all of this content to have its own tab of Show Me Hope and to keep it as a part of my blog of sharing helpful tips and information on there. To distribute the information, there are a flyer information that goes along with this. And if you're needing it to be able to share valid information and contact points, please reach out to me at atarasebookings@gmail.com. I am able to send you that flyer so you can share that with your family, friends, and your constituents in your area. My understanding, that information is only for the Missouri region. But if you are needing counseling, I will be available, and I will talk more about that as we get through the information about Show Me Hope. Collaborate with others to further in creative and flexible ways. Our crisis counselors can speak briefly at your staff or your community meetings regarding our services, facilitate group meetings around topics such as stress management, grief, loss, etc. Connect you to speakers on a topic customized for your community or reach out to St. Louis residents you suggest could use extra support at this time. And what that means is, we can have our workshop. I do an empowerment workshop that focuses on stress and trauma. And what I would do is ask you, what is it that your community is actually having social determinants of health issues with? Those health disparities, I will navigate and make sure that I speak on those topics to fulfill the need of your community members that you're needing to relate that message to. So I will navigate my workshop presentation around the needs of the people that I'm speaking to. And it just makes it relatable, no matter what. Now, let me let you know what's good to know. One, no records or personal identifying information is kept on the individuals we serve. However, we do track our outreach efforts and basic demographics. We use the data for the program refinement and reporting to our funders. So what that means, I'm going to break down. For the Show Me Hope aspect, for the free counseling, that session that you have one-on-one with me, it would be pretty brief of getting down to the actual need, concerns that you have. If there is a follow-up visit, you are eligible to get more than one counseling session. You will get up to 4 to 5 sessions if you're needing longer for me to stay in contact with you. And then it separates itself for the long term to where I have to refer you to someone who can help you on a long term basis. So this is short term free counseling sessions that I want to build out with you. This will not always be free, but because we are in this disaster recovery segment right now, I want to be able to, and I'm glad to be able to, because we're being sponsored through this program to assist as many people as we can. So while it is free, ladies and gentlemen, do not hesitate to get the help that you're needing. If you happen to distribute any flyers concerning that, what I've shared with you, please let me know so I can follow up with those individuals to see how I can help them as well. The St. Louis Metro team prioritizes these populations. Hear me, St. Louis Metro team, which is where I am at, seniors, children and youth, and their caregivers, and the unhoused. While we reach for everyone, that's why I was saying everyone is eligible, but in the full qualified, if you're in the St. Louis region, I know the resources that you're needing here, but counseling in itself can be given to anyone. Meet our Show Me Hope program managers. It's myself, my coworker, Philip Brooks, and we have some other outstanding managers that are waiting to receive your call and be connected for what you're needing. Show Me Hope is here for you. So you can contact me for sure throughout this broadcast. If it's not now, but when you listen to this broadcast, I am definitely available for the, Google Hangout. And because it is actually showing that I'm available. Anytime it shows that I'm available, then you can chime in and request a one-on-one session through the Google Hangout. You can also reach me through my website, visit ataraessence.com. You can schedule a private session on Zoom for individuals in your community to have the workshops. And the workshops can be given to anyone on stress and trauma and any other components that you feel the health disparities need to be focused on. If I can't express that enough, I'm trying to be as clear as possible of the workshop presentation, the empowerment workshop presentations that has been given to majority of our criminal justice sector, our education sector, our health centers. It's hitting and is going around like wildfire, and I would love to be able to touch points in your area, even if it's not in Missouri. I believe this information can be shared, but those are private workshop sessions. So if you're looking for that, please register on my website at ataraessence.com and schedule your individual or your community workshop. There's different levels, and it's still free. Right now, hear me, I am offering and rendering my services for free. And my services will be mainly in the evenings, because a lot of people who are working and have things to do during the day are given access and they are busy. And 9 times out of 10, when more crisis kind of hit is when you are at home. And I know for my STAO radio outreach supporters, my survivors, I commend you all for all that you have been through and what you understand now that you have resources to take you even further. So if you know someone who is dealing with domestic violence situations in St. Louis metro area, we do have a Safe Connection helpline. And that helpline number is 314-531-2003. That number once again is 314-531-2003. If you are a survivor and you need to talk to someone about your sexual assault and you're trying to move past all of the nightmares that you may be having, or you may need a way of escape, please reach our sexual assault hotline, number at 314-531-7273. Once again, that number is 314-531-7273. And last but not least, our suicide helpline is also available in the Metro St. Louis metro area for 314-647-4357. I am definitely a strong advocate on mental health support, caregiver support, children and youth support, senior support. I say everyone, and I know we need to narrow it down, but anytime I see someone in a crisis as individuals, or the impact that the community has from witnessing one thing or another, COVID has definitely not left anyone untouched. Everyone is impacted. Everyone is having to deal with the stress and anxiety of what COVID has brought forth into their lives, into their homes. And it has done things in greater tragic way of thinking than we could ever ask or think. And I say some things are tragic because of the death toll that has taken a lot of lives due to COVID. And then those who are trying to survive and bounce back from contracting COVID. And the other downfall of the social determinants of health that was already surfaced, that we have people who have the highest unemployment rate right about now. And those things are stressful when you cannot afford to take care of your household. A lot of people are being evicted at this point in time. Unhoused is very crucial right now, because if you're not paying your rent, the landlord is able to evict you. We're talking about utilities being shut off. It's a nightmare, to say the least. So I don't want to say that this is normal and everyone is going through it. I would definitely say this is very common for a lot more people than not. It's common to go through a hard time, but this one is definitely a hard punch. This one has hit hard. And then we are dealing with unprecedented times. We have made history like no other. So each and every day, no telling what's going to happen. How are we going to really be able to move forward? But I am here to let you know you can live again. I've been fortunate to be able to be in a position, being off the grid for so long and behind the scenes, actually working at my strongest capacity as a community health worker, as a crisis counselor now, as a life coach, as a mother. I'm a single mother of two daughters. If you don't remember, go back over my other episodes and you can find out a whole lot more. But to say that, to say where I am right now, I'm definitely blessed to be able to breathe on my own without any ventilator and any other difficulties. I'm blessed, and I don't take anything lightly right about now. I'm very grateful. I have much gratitude, and I'm here to show you hope. I'm hoping that I have given you something that will allow you or someone that you know to connect with these resources. They are available to you, ladies and gentlemen. This is not just for me to keep me and my household together, because mental health is an issue right now. It has skyrocketed like never before. Our mental health has been touched. So if we have not learned anything else, let's be aware of what we can and cannot handle and of what that looks like. I would love to be able to come back on here, try to schedule another time to talk to you all, to actually have people to be engaging and not just me just doing all the talking. Being on here has now pushed me into another level. And it has been a long time since I have broadcast anything, live on Blog Talk Radio. I thought I was going to let this just fade away, because I thought I was done talking about domestic violence. Well, I'm not, because it hasn't stopped. Domestic violence is yet hitting our community as well. So while you got COVID-19 affecting everyone, you have all these other issues that is taking place as well. So if you're needing any support, please reach out. It's a 24/7 available crisis counselor for you. I will not hold you any longer than what I have to, but if you need anything, please reach out to me on my Gmail account, atarecebookings@gmail.com. If you see that I'm online to be able to chat and you want to have a one-on-one session on the Hangout, feel free to request. If you want to have a private Zoom conference session, one-on-one, or your community members have an empowerment workshop, please not only inbox me through Atara CE Bookings, but please go to my website and join the website so you can stay in touch with everyday news that is going on, because we are making a mark. Yes, we are, and we're going to continue to make a mark. So I appreciate you all for being able to give me my next episode. And I plan to move forward in things like never before. I plan to take this to another height, on another level. Follow me on my Facebook, Twitter. Once again, I will be doing pop-up lives. I do not know when I'm going to do those. So if you're on, you're on. If not, you will catch it after it has aired. But either way, I'm here. And tell me what you want me to talk to you about. Tell me what you would like for me to share. I will be sharing out some self-care tips throughout the weeks and letting you know that we are here. So take care of yourself. Be blessed.